Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for April 8th, 2024. This is Tony Drybus. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Soybean and grain futures were little changed overnight as investors weigh technical buying and weak export sales. Some investors who were short the market or had bet on lower prices likely bought back contracts overnight on wheat, which has been oversold. Investors still hold a net short position in both hard and soft red winter wheat, but didn't make any big moves in the past week, according to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Sales of beans, corn, and wheat to overseas buyers were all down in the 7 days through March 28th. Soybean sales fell 26% from the previous week. Corn sales were down 21%, and wheat sales dropped a whopping 95% to 16,100 tons, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said in a report late last week. Soybean futures for May delivery fell a quarter cent to 11.84 and three-fourths a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal rose 2.60 to 335.70 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.82 cent to 48.07 cents a pound. Corn futures were down a penny to 4.33 and a quarter a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery fell 2 cents to 5.65 and a quarter a bushel, and Kansas City futures rose 4 cents to 5.86 and a quarter a bushel. Money managers raised their net short positions, or bets on lower prices, in corn and beans in the 7 days that ended on April 2nd, according to data from CFTC. Investors held a net 250,015 futures contracts in corn last week. That's up from 245,463 contracts a week earlier, and the highest level in 3 weeks. Speculators held a net short position of 127,018 soybean futures contracts, up from 123,170 the week prior, the government said. Wheat positions were little changed week to week. Hedge funds and other large investment firms held a bearish position of 40,810 futures contracts in hard red winter wheat, down from 41,935 contracts a week earlier. Investors were net short by 91,016 contracts in soft red winter wheat, down from 91,563 contracts the previous week, CFTC said in its report. The weekly commitment of traders report from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission shows trader positions in futures markets. The report provides positions held by commercial traders, or those using futures to hedge their physical assets, non-commercial traders, or money managers, also called large speculators, and non-reportables, or small speculators. A net long position indicates more traders are betting on higher prices, while a net short position means more are betting futures will decline. The long-anticipated solar eclipse will occur today and reach totality, or full blackout, in a line stretching from San Antonio to Montreal. Other cities in the path of totality will include Little Rock, Indianapolis, and Buffalo, according to NASA. Most people in the U.S. will experience darkening of the skies. The next total solar eclipse won't be for another 20 years, NASA said. Totality will begin in Mazatlan, Mexico at about 10:51 a.m. local time, Austin, Texas at about 12:17 p.m., start in Indianapolis around 12:44, and Maine by 2:22 p.m. It will take just over an hour for the sun in each area to be completely blocked by the moon, and totality in some spots will last as long as 4 minutes. Most areas in that line will have clear weather, though some areas of Texas, Arkansas, and states in the Northeast will be cloudy, according to weather maps, which may cause some to miss the event. The entire eclipse lasts just over 2 hours in each area from the time the moon begins moving in front of the sun until it ends. Some flooding is expected today in Kentucky, Indiana, and in Illinois, according to the National Weather Service. The Ohio River at Newburgh Dam in Indiana hit 38.8 feet yesterday and will crest at 42.5 feet on Thursday morning. Flood stage at that location is 38 feet.